Outhouses built before the era of indoor plumbing are becoming hard to find. Now try finding a double-decker outhouse. That may be nearly impossible, and some might say impractical to find. Today, we take you to one and explain why you might need such newfangled technology. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Over 13 million people are affected by famine, war, and drought in the Horn of Africa. Unfortunately, just listening to this commercial won't help them. Just listening won't give them their next meal or shelter or hope. You can help by texting GIVE to 777-444 to donate $10 and by going to usaid.gov/FWD to forward the facts. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USAID. Text donations go directly to Consortium of Humanitarian Relief Organizations. Standard text and data rates apply.
When this store was built back in 1872, no one realized the plumbing system would one day be so unique in our nation.
There was a general store here and apartments upstairs, and so in the 1800s it was a common practice to build two-story outhouses. But I think there's only three left in the United States now, and this is one of them.
Nancy Goodwin of Gays, Illinois, is describing the town's two-story outhouse. There was a good need for it.
That way people didn't have to go down the stairs and out to the back, so they just built it to accommodate the upstairs.
So those living in the apartments upstairs never had to go down a level to take care of business. Of course, today people wonder why the folks downstairs didn't meet with catastrophe when someone above them was using the outhouse.
Well, I'll say that's the secret of the town. You're safe, though.
It does indeed look like the upstairs holes would be above those downstairs, but there is an offset in the wall that makes sure no one below is harmed. In the early 90s, the rest of the general store and apartments were torn down, except for the outhouse.
It was a historical monument, and we didn't want to tear it down because the younger generation has no idea what a two-story outhouse is.
People were stopping here to see the outhouse long before the rest of the building was torn down. Now they stop to see a freestanding two-story outhouse. Nancy's late husband was the former mayor and helped preserve it.
We have people from coast to coast. Every day we have visitors come in, and my husband built a little thing, and they sign. Sometimes they sign, and then I send them a postcard. I had postcards made.
She's not kidding. Leave your name and address in the visitor's book, and you'll hear from Nancy. A note to thank you for visiting. There's no charge, although the door to the outhouse is usually locked, since you're not really to be using it these days. Traveling the countryside in Gays, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.